You are now tuned in from the Desk of Low, brought to you by from the That Feeling Podcast Network. If you have a dream, go get it. Welcome back from the Desk of Low. I have with me an upcoming artist who just dropped a fire EP. Y'all need to go check that out. It's titled The Survivors. If it makes y'all want to go check it out even more. My dog Flea got a good joint on their summertime shootouts, also executive producer. But it's not about Flea right now. Let's see. I got on the phone right now. He's gonna be one of the greats pretty soon. I have with me G4J.
What up, Lo? Good luck for having me on here, champion.
Hey, man, like I said, man, once I heard that project, rolled up and listened to it, I was like, oh, man, I gotta see where this guy came from.
I appreciate that, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
So let's get into the G4J story, because, like I said, I'm curious about a lot of new artists that come up, and what inspired your name G4J?
You know what, honestly, Jag is just like my initial, so, you know, everybody else, you know, my pops is, you know, my name is John, for me, so like, I don't mind, I'm public with my shit anyway, so it's like, it was like my only way to really separate myself, so like, that's, you know, people call me by my initials, like, it was just simple, and then the G4 thing came from a group of people when I was like in school, you know, everybody used to wear flip-flops, look all crazy and all that. I'm from Harlem, I wasn't really with that kind of time, so, you know, it was like, you know, a fun thing. They used to call me G4 because I got dressed every day, like, you know, wasn't I, you know, other than the fresh shit, but.
So for the people that don't know, where you from, G4?
From Harlem, I'm from Harlem, New York City.
Oh, shit. One of my, I ain't never been there, but I'll tell you one thing, though. One of my favorite places I do want to go to when I do come to NY.
Oh, yeah, man. It's lit, man. Harlem is the world, man. You got to always come through, stop and show some love, man. It's always love in Harlem.
So with you coming from Harlem and with you having, like, such a unique style when it comes to rapping, what made you, like, want to actually start rapping?
To be honest with you, I was in school, and it was really simply like I used to hear, you know, my friends, you know, going in with the raps, and, you know, we used to really be into the bars, like, you know what I mean, hit like the cleverness. Some people come with the fire metaphors, and, you know, things make you go, you know, wow. They're at the lunch table, they're going crazy. So you know, I wanted in, like, you know what I'm saying, and I felt like I could, you know, do as good as, you know, if even better than anybody else. So, you know, I started off, you know, like anybody else at the bottom of the totem pole, and, you know, doing in school, climb my way up from, you know, lunchroom ciphers to doing challenge shows, and, you know, even, you know, leaving there, you know, as a reputable, you know, artist, as, you know, somebody who's really into music, as, you know, when I was, you know, leaving school and all that.
Yeah. So with coming up with there, like the era that you came up in, who were you listening to? G4.
To be honest with you, I was in the, like, I was really heavy into, like, Cam, DMX, Nas, you know, Prodigy, Mobb Deep, you know, the golden era, like, you know, I came up under that era of hip-hop, so Big, Pop, you know, the greats, like, you know, people that were referred to as, you know, that golden era of hip-hop, so that, you know, that I love that, everything about it, you know what I mean, and, that's really what influenced me, because, you know, as a kid, you walk around with the headphones on, big CD playing, all that, you know, and we playing, you know, the lyrics, we was really into that, so it was talking to us, you know, really speaking about that struggle and, you know, reflecting on it. It was like touched home for us.
You could definitely tell in your music too, like with songs with like All Right, New Thriller, and like Save Us.
Appreciate that. Yeah. No. Well, All Right is that's I had a lot of fun doing that track, because like I said, everything is not always a, you know, it's a reflection of life. That's what hip hop is. That's what art is. Like, you know what I mean? So, Well, All Right is like, you know, it's a reflection of more those lighter times. You're having a good time, but you still, you know, talking spicy. That's what hip hop is about. You know what I mean? Bar for bar, you know, making sure you have that content. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it's about.
Was your stage name always G4 Jag?
Actually, that's a funny story. It started off, I swear, it was always something around Jag. It was either Jag the Kid or Jag the Beast, then it was Jag the Boss, then I was calling myself Jag the Best, and then it was G4 Jag, and that just stuck after a while. Like, so yeah, I went through a couple of different phases where I was, you know, really into different, you know, types of the hip hop and, you know, different influences depending on what the era was and, you know, what we was living.
Right, it does suit, like, you know, with, like, the Fly family and everything, like, G4, like, for the people that don't know out there, because that's another question I wanted to ask you, too. Is the Survivors, like, the first, like, body of work you ever put together, or did you put out, like other pieces of work before this one?
The Survivors is the first body of work that that I put out, that I put this level of effort into pushing and, you know, trying to make sure that people had their eyes on. But it's actually, it's a funny story, it's actually my 10th body of work that I've ever put together.
Oh, damn.
But, yeah, so, actually, you know, I don't have, most of my releases were physical copies because I come from a different era, so it's yeah. And then I was out of town at a lot of smaller markets, shout out to Niagara Falls and Buffalo and Rochester, the whole western New York, and, because I was, you know, in these smaller cities where CDs was still a big thing, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I could get my money, you know what I'm saying? And you know, from my life or my music in some kind of way, you know what I mean? And, you know, still try to push my brand.
Would you ever consider, like, putting some of your old releases up on these streaming sites?
Actually, you know, I just had a meeting about releasing some of my older work. So we're talking about it, you know what I mean? Because it's all excellent hip hop, you know, and from the people who, you know, they get to hear it. So it's good that, you know, the bigger that we grow the platform, you know, we let the people, you know, in on what's going on.
Yeah, because and a lot of things that grabs, because I say this in all my interviews, but I gotta keep it a buck on this show. A lot of things that grab me towards an artist cover, I mean, an artist releases their cover. When I seen yours, I was like, okay, that's something new. I'm like, let me see what this is about. And then once I, like, heard, I didn't expect, like, to hear, like, the amount of hours when I seen that, because, like, you can't judge a book by its cover. That's why I'll give everything a chance.
Yeah, but,
when I got up the track too, I was like, oh shit, okay. Well, this shit I'm not gonna have to roll up to and just digest real quick. But when I said digest real quick, after I listened to it, I don't usually do this, but I went back and I listened to it about like 3 or 4 times just to make sure I liked it the way I did the first time, and sure enough I did. So I'm like, okay, let me add this to the playlist real quick.
I really appreciate that, Lord, for real.
Oh, keep it a buck. Yeah. I gotta keep it a buck.
I'm really glad you enjoyed that, man. That's dope. That's super fire, bro. Real talk.
Oh, it is.
Appreciate it, bro.
With that piece of work in particular, what is your favorite joint on that? Or you don't really have like a favorite joint on that project? Like, all of them are kind of your favorites.
You know what's funny is how that project came together. I got to give a shout out to my bro Flea on this one because he was really the genius behind, like, picking that's why he, you know, he's the executive producer on the project for a reason, you know what I'm saying? He took the time out. I worked very hard in the studio, so I did over 100 records last year, like in the last 12 months, like, and Flea took the time to kind of come in with me and, like, you know, rolled up a couple choppers and, like, literally took his time, broke 100 records down to his favorite 60. Then he took it down, took the 150 records down, broke it to his favorite 25. Then, you know, he started, you know, having a harder time, taking a little bit more time with it. But I really appreciate it. Like, you know, just someone else beside myself putting their passion into the hip-hop and taking the time to, like, really take his time to listen to each record and pick, you know, what's so... We ended up with a playlist that we felt like was undeniable and something that the people can really appreciate, especially those who, you know, love hip-hop and really got a passion for it.
Because I noticed, too, that the way that you have it set up, too, did you originally, like, pick the track listing for each? Because I noticed, like, sometimes artists are particular on the way each... song is placed on the album. I'm just wondering, like, did you have, like, any part of saying, like, which song you want first all the way to the end?
I'm going to say this, right? I'm a 100% honest person. That's going to can. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the one thing I'm a man because he killed that shit. Like, I got to give my bro 100% credit. He killed it. Like, you know what I'm saying? But we helped with the first track because, you know, I'm the artist and I had to make sure that, you know, we wanted to make sure we agreed on the vibe with the tone that we wanted to set. You know what I mean? To start telling the story. So, I definitely, you know, we handpicked the first track. I knew that was going to be the first track regardless because the Fly Talk series is something that's, you know, very personal to me. And if you notice on the lineup, there's actually a Fly Talk 2 and a Fly Talk Part 3 that ends the album because those are, you know, part of my band, and that's something that I do and release on a regular basis. Like, I have a Fly Talk 4 in the holster ready to go, like, you know what I'm saying? And I like to say, you know, so the people are going to enjoy it, like, you know what I mean? I'm humble about it.
And then for the people curious, too, because I know there's a lot of people like physical copies, too. For your physical copies, too, would you consider putting, like, bonus tracks or anything like that onto, like, the actual CD for, like a collector's item for people so they can always, like, cherish that?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, because you got the streaming version first, the last two tracks are actually bonus tracks because that we have, I'm going to actually, you know, let you in on a little inside, you know what I mean? Today, we actually just closed our vinyl deal, so we're gonna have some vinyls on the way. And it was originally an 8-track listing, so you actually got the full 10 playlists. You know what I'm saying? So we might think about it. If we wanted it to be a 30-minute run, and that was the most important thing, is that it's a half hour listening experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we want the people to be able to play it back, you know what I mean? Like you say, you heard it, you want to roll up, spin it back, like, you know what I mean? Because that's really what's important about this, that is the half hour, the timing. So that's a part of, you know, the formula for us, like, gave you a little bit of the sauce, but it's fine, you know what I mean? Because I want y'all to get to know me.
Well, yeah, too, and I figured that when people get into an artist, too, they want to, like, hear them outside of the music and hear what they got to say. And then sometimes, like, with that, it gains, like, a lot more support with that. Because, like, wow, this dude's just like me when they hear, like, something like this.
Yeah. Nah, I'm just a regular dude, man. Like I said, I'm humble. I'm a father first. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a fan of the art and a student of the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm passionate about bars, like, you know what I'm saying? So I like to rap, I like to enjoy it, you know what I'm saying? The part, you know, every song we made from scratch, me and French, like the process is, you know what I mean? I'm not taking beats out the studio, like, you know what I'm saying? And that's just my creative process. We literally walk in there, I tell them how I'm feeling, and, you know what I mean, we take it from there. So, and that's, you know, credit to French, you know, my producer, Big French, because he literally takes a feeling and a vibe and starts to create a piece of art behind it. Excuse me, my phone, I'm smoking this blunt.
Oh, it's all good.
Yeah, Big French, he the one who actually mastered More Talk 2 for Fleet. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, he's my personal producer. So he's the one who, like I said, every time takes the vibe and creates it from, you know, beginning to end.
It's actually how I found Big French, because shout out to Primo Jab, who put me on to Flea. Right around when Flea was releasing Lord Talk 2, they put up, like, the Who Mix and Masters and stuff like that. So, yeah, and then I never knew that until about a couple of days ago that Big French actually produced, like, the whole album. EP.
Yeah, he produced 9 out of 10 tracks. My man Jimmy Dukes is the one who produced Save Us. Jimmy Dukes for Smiley's.
Oh, yeah, track 7 for the people who don't know.
Yeah, but besides that, Flinch mastered that track for me. He was on the boards for us. But, so he had his hands on everything. But, I definitely got to give credit to Jimmy Dukes because he sent me a banger with that. And, Smiley's people, we appreciate those guys over there.
So when you and Fleet were narrowing down the tracks to, like, the actual, like, project too, like, did you send him joints back and forth, or did you guys actually sit there for the amount of, like, the 4 hours or, like, 10, like, or did you guys make, like, a weekly thing, like, we're going to do 2 hours here and then 2 hours there?
Nah, man, Flea is like me. Flea is a grind artist, like, you know what I'm saying? So we walk in, we get the choppers together, he come with a pack of wood, he come with, you know, something exclusive usually, because, you know, Flea like to smoke good, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they call me Mr. Meaty in the Sky. That's something people will start to learn about, you know what I mean? I'm definitely into the 420 life, and I appreciate, you know, definitely good strains and smoking good buds. So, like, you know what I mean? We get the choppers together. It's usually like a good 10-hour session, me in there locking in, listening to, you know, me, him, and French, and just getting our mind right and, you know, judging the music and, you know, picking what's the favorites. But this one, we left, not let, but Fleet actually offered the pilot to chip on this one. So that's why I made it, you know, kind of dope, like, you know what I'm saying? Because he was sitting there, he walked in and made the offer, like, he wanted to go through the records with me, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's my bro. So it's like, it's a love thing. It really wasn't about the music. It was more like, you know, he you know, he likes the music also, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and then you can also tell, too, that everyone's passionate about what they do, because I believe that if everybody's passionate about the same thing, y'all reach your goals.
That's a fact. That's a big fact, Lo.
Also, too, I'm curious, too, and then this is why I love doing interviews, because it gives me more of insight of an artist. How did your, like, the album cover picture and the back picture come about? Because it kind of reminded me of like a royal fly family, like everybody's fly, but also with the way the bird face is on it, it's like, okay, it also looks like they got birds too.
It's kind of like, you know, if you've seen the movie like Eyes Wide Shut, it's like trying to be open to what's going on, like, you know.
Oh, I see. Around. Oh yeah, I see. I'm definitely woke on that shit. I just wanted to make sure. So yeah, I'm definitely woke on that shit. Tom Cruise wasn't in the same sense.
All right, so you know the vibes. You're definitely in tune,
bro.
See, that's why I rock with you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So, oh, yeah, so I may not look it, but, yeah, I'm very in tune to that.
Yeah, but I keep it low-key, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool. But, like, that's also, for the people who don't know, give it, like, more of a mystery vibe behind it, too.
Go. I mean, just paint the picture. You know what I mean? Make sure the picture is painted.
Did you ever hear of that online viral thing, Momo?
Momo? Nah, you gotta put me on to that. What's that?
So it was like this online thing where it was like some crazy bird-looking lady. Mind you, she didn't have the beak. So it's like the lady on the cover, just the beak cut, like the beak cut off, and it was like telling people to kill themselves. I'm like, whoa. And then when I search it up, I'm like, oh, there's no beak. So I was like, whew, you good on that one.
Oh, nah, yeah, that wasn't in tune with that. That's no wild right there. But
yeah.
I definitely want to tap. He was good with that.
Yeah, that.
Like, be knowledgeable about what's going on.
Yeah, it was like some online app too that was telling people, like, it was sending people their location, saying if you don't do this, we're gonna do this. It was all over the news. But mind you, half the stuff you see on the news is fake.
Listen, man, it's all for the viewers.
With too, because I noticed too with the Fly family, like, there's probably other artists beside you, but would you say that's a collective of artists?
I would say it's more of a family. Like, it's literally, you know, that simple. It's not like more of a, you know what I mean? It is artists involved. It is, you know, people who are involved in other things. Like, my brother, he does the Sky Club 9 thing. He's involved in, you know, a lot of the 420 nights, nothing, you know what I mean? So I don't want to make it too high. But, like, you know what I'm saying? He does his thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody does, you know, what they're passionate about, you know? And that's what it's about. It's like, you know, everybody just being positive and trying to, you know, get to a common goal. Like, so with me and the music, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is something I've been passionate about for years. So I just wanted to get all my people on the same page, you know, artist-wise, people, you know, everybody who's, you know, whatever art they involved in or whatever profession they do, whatever part they want to play.
Because I noticed, too, with your album, too, I forget where I read this, too. I know I read it on the gram somewhere. But somebody said that you're giving them, like, a Reasonable Doubt vibe to that album. I'm like, yeah, that's like a modern day Reasonable Doubt album.
Yo, you know what's so crazy? it's funny you say that. Because, you know, hold for, you know, for his art and everything, you know what I'm saying? But Flea had actually said that Lord Talk 2, because, you know, Lord Talk 2 is a very powerful piece, but, you know, Flea had his own vision, and he had a different vision for that. With this vision that he had for this body of work, he actually literally said word for word, he said, nah, it feels more like a modern-day Reasonable Doubts, like, word for word. So the fact that you just said that is, like, crazy, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I didn't know anybody else said that, you know what I'm saying? So that was, like, new for me, too, you feel me?
Because, like, I'm big on vibes and everything like that, too. Because, like, the way I listen to music is kind of, like, it's weird. Like, sometimes I'll sit back and roll up, and then other times, like, I'll put it in my playlist and take it out towards the city and see how it is, like, when I'm going through the city blocks and stuff like that. So it just, like, it kind of gave me that Reasonable Doubt vibe when I'm doing that. Because I listen to Reasonable Doubt damn near every day. Hope, my favorite artist.
Yeah. Salute to Hope, man.
Also, too, with your Survivors album, too, do you hope to put, like, any videos out there?
Yeah, I actually got Zoning that's going to drop in the next, you know, couple days, because that's going to be the first visual I put out. And then I'm going to follow that up. So, yeah, it's definitely visuals on the way for the people. We just wanted to, like, let the art settle in, like, you know what I mean? Like, make sure we make a statement and make sure that the people are aware of what's going on.
So with that too, do you plan on doing like more features or anything like that? Or do you go like right back into the studio right after you finish like the first body of work?
Like I said, I try to work this, you know, as much as I can. So yeah, we definitely, you know, got our eyes on a couple of features. I'm not going to speak on anything just yet, you know what I'm saying? But, we definitely have, we're making plans, you know, we got,
With two, I believe you can speak them into existence too. Who do you hope to work with in the future?
Say that one more time, kid.
I said I believe you can speak things into existence, and I'm just wondering, who do you hope to work with in the future?
Well, real talk, like with the Fly family, like the loyalty movement, I'm trying to like make sure, like, you know, I'm going to be fucking with the same people Flea fucking with. I see my bro working. He out here. He making, you know, I feel like the hip-hop they putting out is like his story right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he in the cypress with a lot of, you know, real dope artists that are, you know, really working right now and killing this shit. Like, they putting out classic shit. So it's like that, you know, I got the goals to kind of, you know, put myself in that cypress.
Oh, yeah, and where, because you can see the motivation when you actually put, well, actually, that's a, because well, you can tell with your music, but that's another thing I wanted to ask you. Do you write everything down, or is it up top, off top to head?
One thing I love about, that makes me different, is I definitely pen and pad every last thing I put down. I title myself as a writer, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love writing, and, even like, you know, if you listen to some of the tracks, you'll hear the paper rustling. That's like a signature of mine because I wanted to be known that, like, it's a pen and a pad involved. It's a piece of art that's going to be left. It's in existence. It's in the universe after I put it down. Like, and you know what I'm saying? I'm very, that's something that's important to me, is that I actually write the words down and read them and recite them.
Yeah, because, too, that's a very, very rare thing where an artist put pen to paper, because everyone said they write, but that's just writing on your phone. It's not putting pen to pad.
Yeah, nah, I'm not really big on the phone lanes, and that's no shade. You know, anybody who does that, like, you know, whoever creates, you know, I wish everybody the best. I just, like, yeah. I said, my thing is, I enjoy the process of writing the raps down. Like, it's always, when I go to the studio, French, you know, my book is somewhere tucked in the corners, put away, you know what I'm saying? Like, make sure I could find it. There's got to be a pen around somewhere, and then, you know, I can get started with, you know, the rest of the session.
With also, too, I forgot to bring that up, when you said you with your during your vinyl deal, too, who is that with again, too? Because I know there's a few vinyl people out there, like a Trevor Lane or somebody out there who does stuff like that. I'm just wondering, like Gourmet Deluxe, I'm just wondering who you did yours with, too.
We worked out, we got a cassette, we got the tapes coming with Trevor Lane. Shout out to Trevor Lane. Big salute to Trevor Lane. And we did the vinyls with Wax Collector. So shout out to, you know, Wax Collector and the team over there. Okay. And Joint Commander, you know, kind of, you know, definitely helped us out and put that together. So it was, you know, definitely a blessing, and I'm glad that the people are going to get that artwork and, you know, in their tangible form. They need it, like.
Yeah, well, I noticed, too, that supporters, they're big on, like, having, like, something they can hold as opposed to having something digitally.
Yeah, nah, that's something I'm into as well, like, you know what I'm saying? I got to see Fleet do that with, you know, Lord Talk Volume 2. We did the full, you know, kind of physical run with the CDs, tapes, and the vinyls, and, you know, the people definitely gravitated to it, as they showed us a dope piece of art, like, you know what I mean? So, with the survivors, you know, we definitely have the same vision, and it's coming to fruition. Like, you know, every day is another step forward.
I'm just wondering, too, because you're getting, like, a lot of feedback from this album, too. I seen one guy post, it's already album of the year. I was like, oh, shit, this year not even done yet.
Yeah, that's it. Listen, I'm a very humble dude, like, you know what I'm saying? It's a great way to, I'm going to say it's a great way to start the year, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to say, the bar is set at a great place, and I can't wait to see what everybody else got lined up, because, you know, I like to say that the survivors made sure that the year is going to be a great year in hip-hop. There's no way, you know, it's a lot of life in hip-hop right now, and we want to keep it going. It's be coming at the end of the month, but it's greater later, you know what I'm saying? I'm lining up, you know, some work for the people, so I'm going to, you know, keep that to myself for now, but definitely we got some, you know, planned, and it's in the works, so definitely have a strong year between Loyalty and Death and Fly Family and Mad Bull Productions. Make sure we're at the table.
And then with Mad Bull Productions too, that's would you say that's like your label or that's French's label?
That's French's production company and, you know, studio. He has a studio business as well. He does 4-line production, like, from beginning to end, as far as like creating, you know, the beats and, you know, the engineering side, as far as, you know, every full spectrum, mixing and mastering, everything like you need, you know, full spectrum as far as the creative process. So that's really, you know, what the main stake in Mad Bull Production is.
Oh, okay. Because like you said, too, I'm just getting, I got to keep it a buck on the show. I'm just getting into you. I'm not going to say I'm your biggest fan, but I could sure be on your way to being your biggest fan.
Yeah, I appreciate that. No real spit, man. I'm grateful for that. But stay in tune, man. I'm gonna say that, like, man.
Oh, most definitely too. I got just two more questions. Kind of send you a busy man, and I'll let you go.
No, yeah, you're good, man.
Oh, okay. For a G4 Jag too. What's in your playlist nowadays?
In my playlist right now, I'm running, I got the Lord Talk Tours thing, like, you know what I'm saying, waiting for that, it's greater later, like, you know what I mean, I got the Survivors on the spin, like, you know what I'm saying, like, to be honest with you, I listen to a lot of beats, like, you know what I'm saying, and production, and I like a lot of what's, you know, Benny Newton, the Tanner Talk 3 is super fire,
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, like, off of all, he went bananas on that, like, you know what I mean? Everybody's Food too. That's crazy, like, you know what I'm saying? It was fire art that came out last year that I was listening to real spit. But that's what, you know, I like that sound, you know what I'm saying? I love when hip hop is hip hop.
Does it make you make you feel, because there's a lot of bullshit music coming out, but all those albums that you just said are completely fire. Like, I got all of those in my playlist.
That's a good show, man.
Oh, yes. Because like I said, there's a lot of microwave music coming out, too. Does that actually make you, make the motivation go a lot more better? Push the motivation in you a lot more better, knowing that there is artists out there still making real music that will stand through the test of time? Because that's the biggest thing that I say about music, and it has to last through the test of time.
Yeah, I think 100%, that's definitely, you know, a big factor, you know what I mean? Like, you always want to keep in tune with, you know, who's putting out real fire and, like, you know, really chilling it and making moves, you know what I'm saying? So you pay attention, and I'm a bar fan, like, you know what I'm saying? I yeah, I listen to the bars, like, so, like, even if you, like, take it to the 585 cats, like, Lil Ito, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people who out here killing shit, you know, bar for bar, and, like, you know what I mean? When you painting those pictures, like, you know, pounds, you know what I'm saying? Like, really been on shit for a minute now, you know what I'm saying?
All right, shout out to Pounds right there. He just released that fire project, the Blue. I can't say the last part, the Blue Gardena or something like that. That project's fire.
Yeah, even like Smoke Dizzle from Harlem, like, you know, Kush Garden, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got some stupid fire, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he really been painting pictures for a minute now, like, you know what I'm saying? Like really vivid images of, like, dope shit, like, you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of people out there that, like, you know, really putting out dope shit that, like, I'll be, you know, paying attention to, and I'm in tune with, like, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, you like to stay focused on, you know, what you got to do on a day-to-day and stay progressive.
See, one of my theories is, because it's like you said, how you have the mixtapes coming up with Trevor Lane. Do you think VHSs will make a comeback, like how, like, the cassettes and vinyl are?
Man, anything's possible nowadays, man. Like, the real talk is, it's more about, you know, the feeling that the people ask for. So, you know what I mean? It's what's generating, you know what I mean? What the people want, you know what I mean? Like, shit, I can see it, you know what I mean? Like, antiques is always something that, you know, history always repeats itself. You always want to see, you know, people want to see things that give them a vibe and remind them of a feeling.
Well, because I believe, too, that people want to get their story out in the right way. And people are doing all these limited releases. And I can see, like, people in the future releasing mini documentaries to VHSs. But mind you, half these kids nowadays don't even know what a VHS is.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fact, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, they run with time. When you tell you a little story, like, my daughter's birthday was a couple days ago. And, you know, if you're from New York, you know, if your kids, you know, had a birthday, you know, it just might be a little over your head, but, like, you know what I mean? If your kids got a birthday, you get your other kid a booby prize. It's like something to just, you know, make sure they're not left out.
Yeah.
And I got my yo-yo, a throwback yo-yo, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, not something you plug in and ain't got no lights or nothing. It was like a real old school yo-yo, like, up and down. You got to walk the dog, all that, like, you know what I'm saying? I bought my stuff one. Real talk, like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just to remind them, like, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, sometimes you just want to let them know it's other things out there. It's other, you know, it's more than just, you know, plugging in and spamming at the internet.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. I wish more people thought like that.
I mean, listen, to each his own. Like I said, you know, everybody's chasing, you know, whatever their goals is. All I can do is try to stay focused on mine and, you know, make sure we're doing, you know, what's right.
And, like, I didn't want to start off the interview because, like I said, I always have respect for the artist because I figure an artist always get the most obvious question all the time. Like, let's say for, like, let's say when I interviewed Buckshot. I mean, let's say when I interviewed OC from Digging in the Crates. You know how people always ask him about Big L? I never asked him about Big L because I figured he gets asked about that all the time. But I'm curious with you on how you met Flea.
I met Flea in a kind of crazy situation. You know, it wasn't no really, he was really pulling up for studio time and, you know, getting this project done. He was working with a producer that my producer was working with, and we just kept crossing paths in the same circles, like, you know, and eventually, you know, his sound, you know, speaks for itself, you know what I'm saying? So after keep listening and, you know, hearing in on his sessions, I'm walking in on his sessions, he's walking in on my sessions, you know, he's a good dude, we both like to smoke good, like, you know what I'm saying? So the bond was more, like, natural. It wasn't really about the, like I said, the music. It was more just, like, the timing. He works a lot, I work a lot, so we was always in the same place at the same time, really.
Would you say the other producer that he was working with was God Bless Beats?
I know he works with God Bless Beats, but I don't think that was the producer he was working with.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, shout out to Bless. Big supporter of the show.
Yeah, the big shout out to Bless, though. Yeah, you can always shout out to Bless, man. Bless is that fire for the people, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's some different sound right there when I told Bless that.
Yeah, nah, Bless be killing shit, bro. Like, real spit.
With everything, too, I noticed that this is big, too. Hip-hop and video games, too. Let's say, like, I noticed with Grand Theft Auto 4, they had, like, a lot of hardcore hip-hop in it, too. And Grand Theft Auto 6 is coming up, believe in 2021. If Rockstar Games were to reach out to G4J and like, hey, we want summertime shootouts in Rockstar Games, you would obviously say yes, right? Because some artists would say no.
Depending on, if the situation is correct, and everybody could walk away in a good situation, and you could definitely figure it out, like, like, I wouldn't be against it. I would be, I'm like any, I love the art, and I'm into video games, not heavy, but definitely, like, the Grand Theft Autos and things like that. I like, so that would be something I would be, open to.
Because you came up probably in like listening to a lot of like mixtapes, like the Dipsets and the G Unit tapes too. I'm just curious too, because you're from New York. Have you ever heard of the Zombies?
The Zombies, absolutely. I heard of the Zombies. They working hard too. That's a fire.
Shout out to BA and Corey Enigma. Those dudes are pretty good dudes. But I'm actually putting a lot of people onto dudes from Canada too. Just curious, when was the first time you ever heard of the Zombies?
The first time I heard of them, I believe I was at a showcase. I believe it was Soho or something like that. And I believe they had like a set. It was a main stage set, and it was just like, it was just more like, on a fan perspective. Like I was there, with a different artist. Shout out to my man Trent from Elmira. But I was there with my man, like just on a supportive time. You know what I'm saying? Like not even on the, all this time and trying to perform and all that. So, I got to see them in action, and like it was just like a very entertaining set, like, to be honest.
Yeah. This is a question I always ask a lot of my artists too when they're upcoming an artist. Has anyone reached out to you for an interview?
No has.
Yeah, just make that clear right there. I was the first guy early on G4J, because I'm early on a lot of the greats.
Shout out to Low. Real talk, I got to give a big shout out to Hip Hop Weekly, because they've been showing me a lot of love.
Shout out to Hip Hop Weekly.
Shout out to the people at Hip Hop Weekly, because it's been some time. They've been supporting, a lot what I did. And like last year, I did TIAA, and shout out to BBC, who was hosting, so appreciate, everyone. And, we had a great time down there, chilled the stage. So, they've been in my corner for a while now. So, and we appreciate Lowe as well. I used to live in the Falls, Lowe. I was in and out of Canada a lot, man.
Oh, really? Whereabouts?
I was in Niagara Falls, St. Catharines, right across that bridge.
Oh, shit. Yeah, not too far away, too.
The vibes, what I'm saying?
That loud crazy out here.
You could just walk across the bridge with the ID.
Oh, you guys can literally just walk across? Oh, shit.
Not no more. Not after 9/11, but you used to be able to, because Canada got the 19 drinking age.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and it's 21 down there, isn't it?
Exactly. So we used to walk to Canada to get sourced. Legally.
Yeah, come back wrecked illegally.
Nah, listen, you were saying, you ain't driving, like, you just walking back across the bridge, jumping a cab.
Yeah, that's true, sober up on the way back.
Yeah, man, shout out to Niagara Falls, man, I used to have a good time out there, man. Shout out to, I got a lot of standing, a lot of love out there.
Sorry about that. With G4J the upcoming too, what do you hope to like accomplish within the next 2 years? Because I don't want to say your career. I want to say, what do you hope to accomplish within the next 2 years?
Short term goals, I'm just more on day by day thing. I'll be planning out this year, make sure we hit our goals for this year. So we want to make sure we come strong every quarter. At some point, somebody that we associated with is stepping in and we putting out something dope that's, an asset to hip hop. We want to put out stuff that's the content that the people can appreciate and that's, timeless, that they're going to, that really, that vibe, we appreciate that over there. So, that's really what we focused on for now. Just continue to, be humble, you know what I mean? And stay progressive, like, you know what I mean? Make sure every day is better than the one before, bro.
Well, it's good to hear that, like, you know, after such, like, positive responses, too, from all the bloggers, too, talking about all the music. It's good to see that you're such a humbled person. This is a question I ask all my guests, too, and, like I said, I ask everybody this. Do you have any words for somebody in a dark place trying to see the light?
I said what? One more time?
I ask all my guests this, too. Do you have any words for somebody in a dark place trying to see the light?
Oh, a dark place trying to see the light? Yeah. Man, just, you know what I mean? Always remember, like, you know what I mean? Pray, you know what I mean? Always just try to, you know, stay focused. Like, you know, it gets greater later, like, you know what I mean? You got to, like, my man Fleet, you know, will put me on to it, feel me? Like, this. You gotta remember to just pray, have hope, have faith, like, you know what I mean? And, like, understand that, you know, your circumstances is not the ending, it's not the outcome, like, you know what I mean? It's just a moment, it's not a movement, like, you know what I mean? Even if it's going on for an extended period of time, like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes the moment lasts for a longer time, but that's not the big picture, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a good answer. I appreciate that answer. I hope someone takes that and runs with it.
I will spit. Like, that's honestly how I feel. Like, that's what keeps me going every day. Like I said, I just had twin girls. Shout out to my baby girl, Lyric and Melody. I got the platform. I got to shout my babies out. Like,
yeah, shout out to your twin bundles of joy. I heard they were released.
Yeah, so, like, you know what I mean? Every day I just try to stay progressive and, like, you know what I mean? Make sure I'm setting an example and, you know, doing what I got to do. Like, you know what I mean?
Also, I want to send a big shout out to Flea, because if I wasn't following Flea or anything like that, I probably would have never have found a G4 jig. So, big shout out to Flea. I want to give a big shout out to you, sir, for being a part of my legacy, being a part of something that I love doing.
Yo, Lord, what the fuck is good, Lord?
What's good, beloved man? I see you working, my G.
You know, I'm over here showing love to my bro right now, just building, man. We about to go bust some maneuvers right now before 8 o'clock, man.
Oh, I can't.
We pushing the survivors, man. This is a great project, bro. I'm very excited to be a part of it. I'm glad you reached out to G4. This is ill as fuck, bro. Salute.
Salute to you, my GA. And you know that great gets greater later coming out soon, so you best believe you got my money, Lord.
Man, that's a fact, bro. You know, we'll get into that later on. I'll talk to you about that project and shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate
it. Right now, we on Survivor Time, man, and this is beautiful. I'm very excited of how this project is just reaching people all over the world, man. I didn't know these people were so tuned into what I was doing to where I can help G4 with the platform and push this project where I can just put it on my gram and it starts reaching people all over the world. And now I see what we're capable of doing. So it's just super motivation. It's game time, my nigga. Salute the G4 Jag. Salute the Big French. Salute the Jordan Commodore. Salute the you. Salute the, what is it, Wax Collectors. Salute the Trey. You know what I'm saying? Salute to everybody right now, man. This is a beautiful thing to start the year off, man.
All right, man. Salute to you too, sir. Happy New Year.
My nigga.
Hey, and then, hey, G4, like I said, man, appreciate you doing that, man. You ain't have to do that, my G.
You know what I'm saying? Just the authenticity, that's all, bro.
All right. And then, like I said, my G, I'm always tuned in, so I'm excited to see what the future has for you.
I appreciate that.
And would you like to plug anything in before I let you go, G4?
Man, just I like to keep the people in tune. You know, the Survivor Finals coming soon. That very, very soon we announcing it, you know what I mean? And the cassette's coming soon, so it's going to be very, very limited releases. So, you know, anybody who's tapped in and really, you know, appreciates the art and, you know, wants to own a piece of history, you know, tap in.
Most definitely tap in, too. That being said, there's another classic interview from Desk Vlog featuring my guy G4 Jag and a cameo from Flea. Peace out, my G's. Appreciate you, beloveds.
Appreciate you too, love.
Peace, beloved.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.